thousand again and always, we're thankful for the day that you've given to us. We're thankful for this evening, another blessing and opportunity we have of assembly to give you worship and praise as a congregation. We're thankful for these times that we may say thank you for answered prayer and then continually ask you for help in time of need, and we have needs in the lives of one another. For those we mentioned this evening, those we fail to recall, we just send blessings from above on the needs that we have. And we ask you to hear the individual cries and pleadings and prayers for help and comfort and strength and mercy and well-being and healing. Bless us from above always, we pray. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I know it's also within the bulletin. Jim's having his surgery at the end of the month. And Dennis, you mentioned this morning you're having cataract surgery.
On the 12th.
And then Lou Ann, you mentioned that Lou Ann is leaving Wednesday. She will be back, just a couple of weeks or so. All right, number 83. Number 83. Sing all four stanzas.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He cares for me. He cares for me.
James chapter 4, 7 through 12. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not judging it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you who are to judge. Dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we are just so very thankful and appreciative for this opportunity we have to gather and assemble here to worship and to praise you, Lord. And it is our prayer, Lord, that as we continue to lift our voices to you in song and in praise, that we continue to give you the glory and honor that you deserve. We are so very grateful for your Son, Jesus, who came down here to earth to live a life as a human, that he lived it perfectly. And he fulfilled the law perfectly. He lived the law perfectly. And Lord, we're just so very grateful that he went to the cross on our behalf. The judgment that we should face, we'll still be judged, but Jesus took away our sins. They were washed away with his blood. We are so very grateful for that act of love, for that act of mercy, and your perfect plan of salvation for us. Because there's nothing we could have ever done to earn that. Again, we're so very grateful to be your people, to be your children, to be added to your church. So Lord, again, we do pray that you continue to be in our hearts and our minds as we continue to offer ourselves living sacrifices to you and look to you for all things. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name.
Number 523.
I know the Lord will find a way.
Hey,
Bye. through now, ye that say, today, tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy, and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and does it not, to him it is a sin.
Two last songs, then we'll have a closing prayer, and then our fellowship, friendship meal together. 535.
I am the way, the bright and shining way. I am the glory land way.
Bless our fellowship, Father, and forgive us of our sins, we pray in Jesus' name.